I'm Tom Campbell, and this is My Spin.
You've had your eye on this new car and have made logical arguments for why you need it and how it would benefit your life. Problem is, you can't afford it. A relative, let's say your uncle, recognizes how this car would really benefit you, so he offers to pay 90% of the cost if you buy it. Would you? Most of us would be driving that car off the lot before he changed his mind. That's precisely the proposition facing North Carolina. Uncle Sam, the personification for our federal government, is offering to let us add health insurance benefits to some 500,000, that's about 5%, of our citizens through Medicaid expansion, and the government will pay 90% of the cost. I've never understood why our legislative leaders are so opposed to this proposition that 39 other states have accepted. I've tried, but the only three arguments they've offered don't wash. The first is that there are better ways than Medicaid to provide health insurance for people. Okay, what are they? And why haven't you proposed and enacted them? Crickets. By the way, Medicaid has proven to be a cost-effective program. The second is they don't want to further expand the welfare state and increase costs to us taxpayers. Fact. Uninsured people are going to get health care somewhere, somehow. More times than not, they show up in the emergency departments, the most expensive health care available. And often, their health is deteriorated before going to the ED, meaning it'll take more time and cost more money to treat them. Indigent care amounts to many millions of dollars for our hospitals and clinics each year, since federal law requires that anyone who goes to a hospital must be treated, regardless of whether or not they can pay. The cost incurred must be paid by someone. So where does the money come from? The answer is simple. You and I pay through higher insurance premiums and increased hospital charges. Call it taxes or call it increased cost, but you're paying. Do we choose door number one, your uncle pays, or door number two, your personal costs are increased? That's a no-brainer. And by the way, North Carolina hospitals and others are willing to fund the additional 10% in state cost from Medicaid expansion because they know it'll end up saving them big bucks. Your federal tax dollars, meanwhile, are going to the other states who've expanded Medicaid. Having discredited their first two arguments, the third is equally bogus. Opponents say we have no guarantee that the federal government will continue this 90-10 match indefinitely. Really? Imagine what would happen if the government suddenly decided to end Medicare, veterans' benefits, or Social Security. The January 6th insurrection would look like a Sunday school picnic compared to the outrage and revolt that would ensue. 39 other states recognize that once you extend a benefit to someone, you cannot revoke it. They aren't worried. The opposition to Medicaid expansion is another mean-spirited lack of concern for a large segment of our population. This, "I've got my health insurance, you need to figure out yours" attitude flies in the face of a state where we've historically shown compassion and help for those less fortunate. Our official state toast proclaims North Carolina to be a place where, quote, "the weak grow strong and the strong grow great." But how can the weak grow strong without some help, especially health care help? I'm convinced the real reason for the opposition is that Barack Obama included this expansion option to states as part of Obamacare. It's time our state stopped stalling and did the right thing. Expand Medicaid in North Carolina.